about the opening up of checkpoints. How long do you want to hold off? It's a discussion that's happening amongst the people. When are we going to be opening? Are we ready? What is your position on this?
Well, every one of the mayors is very concerned about this. Now, they're going to be reevaluating as of the 18th, and the Lower North Shore is not part of that reevaluation as of yet. But the mayor of Bonne-Esperance, I think, said it the best when he said that every village on the coast can be considered a senior citizen's home. Every one. Because we have a very high population of seniors, and the border with Newfoundland and Quebec, the Newfoundland government just decided this week to put their control point in place also. So there's not only the one between Quebec and Labrador, but the one between Labrador and Quebec by the Newfoundland government. And we're in the process of looking at maintaining the one and reinforcing the one in Kikaska. Because, you know, we don't have a choice. And if we're going to make a mistake and it's on the side of safety, well, I can live with that. Nobody, not one of us, have ever thought in our lifetime that we would be having to deal with this kind of a threat.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't tell people enough how important it is to maintain your 2 meter distance, to self-isolate. I know it's hard, but the results could be the best thing that we had. So far, there's only 2 regions in the province that don't have COVID-19, the Lower North Shore and Kaniapisco. And we both, at the same time, I think, shut off our borders and tried to do something.
Regarding the Bella de Gagne, has there been any discussions yet about changes of that service, or will things continue to go as is?
We have a meeting on Monday morning, because I had a number of requests, and so did some of the other mayors, people that need their vehicles for essential services in order to be able to even go to their work. So I contacted Relais Nordique, and there is a procedure in place. We're going to be meeting on Monday morning with the rest of the mayors to finalize and see what the position of the mayors is going to be with regards to that. And with regards to passengers, we have not had any confirmations from the company. That's up to the government. With regards to the vehicles, we have to consider, I guess, that a lot of our people have left their vehicles in Kikaska for the winter, and they need those vehicles there now. And then there's those that are leaving to go to work, and they need their vehicles in order to get to work. That will be looked at on Monday, and hopefully we'll have time to get in contact with Relais Nordique Monday to inform them of the position, and they will be able to act accordingly.
Wonderful. So thank you very much, Mr. Jones, for the update.
Okay, thank you very much, Abigail, and stay safe, and all of your listeners, stay safe, and have a very good weekend.
And that was Mr. Randy Jones, warden of the MRC de Gulf de Saint-Laurent, giving an update to the population with discussions about the checkpoints along the Lower North Shore, the fisheries, and also the MV Bella de Gagne. This is Abigail Wellman for CFBS Radio, Blanc-Sablanc.